Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Yep, another show.
It's like we got another show to do.
You have to go backstage, you have another show.
Another great show.
Another favorite show of mine.
What do you think? You're so terrific, you're going to go out and you're going to score another show? Is that it?
Let's show them how it's done.
Let the master show you how it's done.
Ask and you shall receive.
Woo! It's the Kix Morning Show. JP Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. You've done it. You've made it. Just a few more days, and then Christmas will be here.
Yeah. Heck that, yeah. Next week, right?
That week. Part is so strange to me.
Why is that?
I don't know. In a weird way, I feel like... In a weird way, I feel like it just was November.
Yeah.
And then in another, I feel like, yes, this makes a lot of sense. It's like really dragging on.
Right.
I don't know.
January, February, March, well, big blur, and then November, December.
It's the longest, shortest year of the ever.
Right.
2020. Yeah. Like, it's been weird. Because there hasn't been a ton of stuff to do. There was for like a short little span in the summer.
Yeah, a little.
But for the most part, it's like Groundhog's Day. You're waking up and the days are long,
yeah,
but the weeks are short. That kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just strange. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I've got pretty much all of my Christmas shopping done.
Me too.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
My son asked me yesterday if we're going to celebrate on New Year's Eve. And I go, well, maybe, buddy. You've never asked to do that before. He's going to be 8
right
shortly after that.
Aww.
And he goes, yeah, I want to celebrate the end of COVID. And I was like, it doesn't just stop,
buddy,
on January 31st.
Oh, no.
I know, because he keeps hearing everybody like, 2021, can't wait for that, you know, all this stuff. So
right,
all his classmates and him in second grade, they all think that once 2021 gets here, it just
everything
stops.
Goes back to normal.
Yeah, just stops.
Hate to break kid it to logic. You. I wish we could still all live by it.
That'd be cool.
Right? Wouldn't that be fantastic? But that's how it works.
Oh, Carter,
we'll see,
man.
Get here. I mean, we'll have, you know, the shots we can all take and all that good stuff.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, that's, I guess maybe that's for a good thing. But yeah, all those posts have been pretty cool.
About people getting the...
like the nurses and stuff from Brian.
Although, I will say, like, I was talking to my brother about this, who's a doctor. I was saying to him, I said, it's weird because in my head, a vaccine means something more than probably what it is in reality. And he's like, yeah, the whole point here is hopefully just people won't die as much. Like, we're all going to have this all the time still.
Yeah.
And still be getting sick. And he was talking about how he's like, I don't know how they're going to manage it. In terms of once everybody gets the vaccine, it's still out there. People are still going to be getting sick all the time. It's still
right.
Going to be super contagious.
It's just you'll be able to fend it off better.
In theory, there'll be a lower death rate. So
right.
he said people are still going to be sick all the time and having to stay home and
so
do all that.
So it's like, celebrate,
yeah.
But also...
Right, because in my head, it was like, we're going to get this shot and it'll just be normal. And I don't, that's
oh,
not
I know,
the case.
But that's not the case.
Right, world. And I think that's how most people... It's like this magic elixir that's coming, and it's not necessarily.
Yeah.
So we'll
It'd
see
be
how
nice
it goes.
If it were, but,
yeah, but
that isn't science.
It just, but like I said to him, I was like, well, I mean, you know, they're hoping to mute it so it's like the flu, which it's not like during flu season we all just hide inside and close businesses and all that. So
you get your flu shot and you go on.
Yes, but it'll just
that
be interesting
That is the sad part. That is weird.
Out.
Yeah, when you put it into that perspective, and that is strange. It'll be lurking around.
I hadn't thought about that. And then I started chatting with him. I was like, dang it. Well, hopefully we could still get it back to normal. I'm ready for things to be normal.
Yeah.
So right. Ready.
Well, let's get to normal for us.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
It is a free fun Friday with a cast of characters stopping by. Jungle John will be here. Cooter Bo Cephas with a redneck review.
Cooter Bo Cephas.
We'll get you ready for the Huskers Rutgers game coming up tonight.
6:30.
Out of context contest, fake news, chance to yell about stuff, we get it off your chest, and a lot more coming up.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Don't goofballs want to make a beer bet on the game?
I'll wager on the game because I sit at the officials table.
I will
How many points do you want to get on this game? Huskers against Doan.
You want me to wager on points?
Yeah.
Like, I was going to wager a six pack of tall boys that we get a free throw
in. You put the money in. You put that in there. But like,
yeah, because today is the culmination of Doan Hate Week.
Yeah.
I'll give you 12 points as long as Nebraska wins by 13 or more points.
Okay.
No, I can't do that to you. This is a sucker bet. It should be like,
I'll take it.
It should be like 20.
No, I want to be...
And so with that...
I'm like shouting.
The creation of a bet from yesterday as the Huskers were taking on Doan for the first time in over a century.
Yeah.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena last night.
Yeah.
So Huskers. Awesome.
Skurs!
Huskers won 110-64.
So what was the bet?
Well, that's the thing. It's like there's a lot of other things going on with the bet, but I think we have the final piece of audio that is the actual bet.
Because I woke up this morning and had a bunch of people... You said I lost, JP. You said I owed Coryell a six-pack.
Because originally I thought it was 60.
Well, and then a lot of the listeners were tweeting me saying, I got a six-pack of beer.
What? Yeah, what should we settle on?
So here's the official, the audio from yesterday's show.
I want to be like, how about you give me a six-pack tall boy of Busch Light if we get more than 20 points in general?
We don't get more than 20 points.
So sweet.
How about six-pack. Like the 60, what is it, 60 points, the Runza?
Yeah.
What's the Runza thing?
Oh, I can't remember.
65?
65.
If they score 65 or more points, I'll owe you a
six-pack. All right, I'm the Donesker in the room.
Yeah. So right there is where you agreed on the 65.
65 or more, and oh my God, they got 64.
They scored 64.
They were one.
They were like
point
apparently
shy.
Two, I guess. I didn't watch it because you had to pay for it. I didn't watch to do that. And apparently they were jacking up shots at the end to try to get it too.
Oh yeah. They were one.
They were 1 point shy.
Yeah, 64. They got 64.
Oh my.
The number was 65.
Convulsed as you yelled that. That's hilarious.
That's a bad beat right there, bruh.
That's so,
you know.
It is Breakfast Beer Friday, too. We all decided because we won the presidential election bets. So we got these brews in the, which, by the way, how many's in there?
There
should
three.
Be four. Everybody
well,
should
three
have
and
one.
A cider. Three and a cider.
Okay.
Because so I brought that Friday Natty.
All right, because so I want to make
Friday
sure.
Friday Natty's for him. Yep. One of the Busch Lights is for you. One of the Busch Lights is for her.
All right. Ooh. I'm going with the Natty first, by the way.
Yeah, you should.
I ordered some Virginia's Cafe because I knew we were about to drink beer.
Right.
And I was like, those perfect. Perfect.
That's
this is perfect.
I love it.
It's Friday. It's freaking Nebraska
you
football
You need to be
Friday.
Wearing like a polo and like dip spit stained Sperry's while you drink
if
it.
I could, I would. I would definitely have those. So does Corey have to run and get a tall
Wow,
tall,
I cannot believe that. That was so close.
Well, I mean, it's after what? Six.
It's after six. You can go buy them. And we could sit and drink this morning.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe. You know what?
One
I'm proud.
Point.
I am so proud of Doan.
You should have played hard.
For
they shot up
64,
a lot of threes.
But not 65.
They were jacking up shots. They were trying.
They set a Nebraska basketball opponent record for the most three-pointers taken in a game.
You know
Yay!
What? You know what,
but
sucks?
Taken.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's one thing to have the most shots taken in a game, but not also the most shots made.
Made. Yeah. Yeah.
But they did.
You
got
to be the king at something.
But did you hear? There's a new Walmart that now has been built based off of all the bricks that they threw up last night.
Oh,
oh my God.
In all Crete. Right.
Okay. What time is it?
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
Six or two.
New segment.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Up next. This is what's next with JP, Coryell, and Husker.
We
Nick.
Should trade in the six pack of tall boys for just a Jack and Coke apiece.
Jack and Coke?
Yeah.
All right.
Get you feisty, lady.
Probably do a Jack
Cooter
and Water,
Cooter Bo Cephas is coming in. He'd probably...
Do we get one for Cooter Bo Cephas?
No, he'll fall in that natty light for you.
Oh, no, yeah. That's...
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kix 96.9.
I have a few ways that 2020 wasn't totally a bust. We talk Brantley Gilbert and how he became not so much a Scrooge, and we continued 12 days of Pranksmas.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
We all know and joke about this year being the worst,
right?
But there are a few cool things that happened this year. The Boot put together a few things, like the 12 uplifting moments that happened this year in country music specifically. Okay. One of which being Dolly Parton's donation of $1 million to the Moderna vaccination. Carrie Underwood's Christmas album and her son Isaiah singing along on one of the tunes, which is really sweet. Several female country artists finally breaking through with number one songs and even making history in that way, which is really cool. And then, of course, we have to add in there the return of Blake Shelton's mullet.
Yeah.
That is a highlight of 2020.
COVID mullet was a big thing.
Yeah, the COVID mullet from Blake was amazing. There are many other really cool things that happened in country music, actually. So Brantley Gilbert used to be a Scrooge, believe it or not, until he grew up and became a family man. He said, quote, "I'm all about it for the kids. My wife is huge on Christmas. She starts decorating early. I'm not as over the top about it as they are, but it's fun and it warms my heart and it means the world to see them getting excited," which That's is awesome. Kind of a softer side of Brantley Gilbert because I think he puts on a tougher facade and it's kind of cute to think of him as a little Scrooge sitting there. But now, you know, his heart's all warm and stuff. The ice is melting off.
That's so sweet.
So Chris Young's very first guitar was a Christmas present, and that gift still stands out as one of his favorites. Chris Young says, quote, "It's obviously brought me a lot of joy over the years, being able to sit down and pick up an instrument and just sing and play." So that was pretty special. Yeah. And of course, you know, it sounds like a very run-of-the-mill maybe Christmas gift for a country star, but for a lot of them, that's kind of where
it starts.
The dream begins, yeah, you know, or where the interest is.
It's kind of a big deal for them, which is really, really cool.
So we know about Luke Bryan and Caroline, his wife's 12 days of Pranksmas. They love to relentlessly pick on each other and prank each other, and they've expanded this to people in their family as well. And we know Luke Bryan has been relentless to his mom, LeClaire, before in many other pranks, not just the Christmas ones. But there's a recent video shown from Caroline. The mom, LeClaire, gets a call from Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. So apparently Luke and him are friends. I know that he kind of hangs around the country music scene. But LeClaire gets a call from Chrisley, who's putting on a fake voice trying to convince her that there's a leak in her home. But she's too smart. Mama Bryan and Mama Bear, I suppose. Yeah. She's a little too sharp to take that bait. And she basically jabs back at Chrisley. And he can't help but laugh now. He has to totally fall apart. And the prank has crumbled before them, but she's getting very smart. I was wondering when they're gonna have to, like, when they're gonna run out of family members. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to expand this to, like, strangers at some point, because people gonna stop, like, interacting with them around Christmas. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Allen on Kix 96.9.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Let's celebrate some good. Time for good things, where we talk about people doing amazing things or little things that make people feel good or help people out. If you've got something that you need a little help with, we're more than willing to let everybody know about it. You just have to direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of good things. Coriel, what's yours today?
My good thing is the somewhat looser directed health measure, but take that for what it is. Just because it's loosened doesn't mean that you all gather in droves of people and you increase the spread of COVID-19, okay?
Right.
But should you feel inclined to do so, you can go to a bar or, you know, an establishment that didn't sell food before that's been closed for almost a month now, basically.
Right.
Per the original DHM. You can actually go to one now until 10:45 p.m.
Okay.
Nice.
And then it'll close at 11.
Thank you, Nebraska football, for having a 6:30 p.m. game.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
I feel like the mayor knew, like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
They moved that game. I got to change it.
We need to do something right by the people.
We gotta change this up.
Some of these places, especially like a local watering hole or a dive bar that you like to go to or something like that. I mean, honestly, think about getting some drinks from them or even trying to get the to-go orders and stuff, because they can actually make money now for however long. I mean, it's effective through January 15th, so not super long, but the window is pretty short in that scheme of things. And then also establishments that may offer takeout and delivery for food orders after 11 p.m. They can obviously keep doing that, and establishments may also offer takeout alcohol sales after 11 p.m. as well, because that's still allowed by the state.
Okay. All right. So get to 1867, get to the bar, get to one more bar to get the Rumology is a new place.
Yeah.
In the south side of town. That's good too.
Yeah.
Those
check
places
them all
that's
out.
Just alcohol and celebrate some Husker football today.
Would yeah.
Zipline. Beer hall
sure.
would be a good spot to stop
yep.
by.
I bet they had food.
Not the beer hall.
It's next door.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Next
gotcha.
Door.
That but yeah, makes sense. So that makes sense.
Out. They got two new beers out, by the way, too.
Zipline. Do they?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they just announced
King
a few
Cater's
days
another
ago.
Place, I guess.
Yeah.
Cater's great. Mine is super simple, and it's incredibly self-serving, but it's something, as a dad, that made me super happy, so I'm going to share with you guys.
Yeah.
So, because I think a lot of people, whether they have kids or you as a kid with your parents, maybe had this moment. So last night, I'm in bed, I'm sleeping, fast asleep, and I don't know, probably like 9 o'clock, I feel these two little adorable Bailey 2-year-old girl arms wrap around me.
Aww.
And she goes, she just leans over, kisses my cheek and goes, "You're my hero, Dad."
Aww.
And I was like, "Oh God, I'm going to cry."
Oh my
no,
God.
No, I'm going to cry.
How do you package that
and
up
I just,
and sell it? Because
I know,
I would buy
I just
it.
Smiled and I like hugged her back and I was like, "Thanks. Now get to bed."
Thanks. Now run upstairs before you make me cry.
Get your butt to bed. You're not supposed to be out of bed.
She's fine. Oh, she's done a good job of laying the groundwork to be able to just like come in and give you a hug at like 16. Like, Dad, you're my hero.
I'm sneaking.
Can I have
the
car?
Can I have the car?
No, my answer will be no.
I was gonna say she's laying the groundwork to be able to do literally whatever she wants in the history of this planet.
She thinks that ain't gonna happen. I'll tell you that right now.
Still a good thing. That's so sweet. This year's been pretty hard for a lot of people, and the People's City Mission wants to help out as well. So they're doing their annual toy giveaway. It's being held tomorrow at their help center located near 1600 P Street, like 70th and O. And anyone who is in need of free gifts for their kids can come.
Oh.
It's based on, it's a first come, first serve basis.
That's amazing.
And they're also taking new toy donations too for this drive. So if you are someone who can donate toys, please do so to the People's City Mission, because they're going to make sure that people that don't have the ability to make Christmas happen can
wow.
happen. And they're also doing a turkey dinner for folks too.
Oh, that's amazing.
So if you want to be a part of this, either by helping out the People's City Mission to help our neighbors and friends, the toy drive starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. tomorrow. So, and if you need more information, go to pcmlincoln.org.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Thank you, Pastor Tom, and the people at the People's City Mission for making Christmas happen for kids.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We got a new movie for you. Kudobo Cephas. In studio with a redneck review to get you ready for the weekend.
I'm excited.
It's Kicks 96.9.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Oh, wow.
Cooter?
All right, y'all, now listen up.
Cooter, where did you get that?
Y'all, I walked into your building and there's some Natty Light in the fridge over there.
It's not yours.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, what a sight.
Tastes like a little slice of heaven.
What a sight to see.
Hey, man, this is some good stuff right here, little Natty Light. Brewed in America since 1977? Y'all keep it dark in here.
That's not yours.
The old eyes ain't getting where they used to be.
That's not your beer.
Them gas station readers don't
cousin.
Really
hey,
do well.
Husker Nick, my cousin, ain't going to care if I'm drinking his Natty Light.
He'll be proud. He'll be proud.
Okay.
Well. Oh, looking fratty, Cooter.
All right. Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. I got a new movie this week. It's called Triple Nine. To be honest with you, I describe this movie in the exact same way I would describe Coriel's underpants.
Oh, jeez.
Dark, gritty, and action-packed.
Did you just see that?
Oh, my God.
I don't think we can... Cooter.
Maybe for that reason, I probably should give this thing five.
Nine.
If this thing's still at Coriel's underpants, it's nine bags of pork grinds, not five.
Hey, wow. Yeah, you're right. I do like to go play in the mud in my underpants. Oh. That would be why they are so
dark. You're going to get dark them all excited. Stop it. And...
Girl, I'll play in the mud with you anytime you want.
Just stop. You're good getting it. Can we focus on the movie?
So this here movie, it's called Triple Nine. Came out a few years ago, but it's full of all sorts of actors and actresses. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Equifor?
Yeah.
Aquafor? Equifor. Hang on. Y'all, hold on.
Cooter, what?
Un momento, por favor. Someone look up how you say his name. Because he just talked to me. You just made me sound like I was saying it stupidly wrong. You added letters that are not in his name.
Cooter.
It's Ejiofor.
If the shoe fits.
Ejiofor. There is no ek in there, y'all. It's Ejiofor.
Okay, yeah,
Casey Affleck's in this thing. Anthony Mackie, Woody Harrelson, Aaron Paul, Kate Winslet, Gal Gadot. Oh my God,
that's a big
Norman Reedus. This movie, it's action packed. Like I said, here's your preview.
I was not sure you could pull it off.
We are not finished, Michael.
This wasn't the deal.
I had to convince my sister to spare you.
There's another job. She said she'd kill every last one of us. We don't get this thing.
Poor man crew. Who's that fourth guy?
We gotta wait to make this happen.
We could pull a 999.
Triple nine? What is that?
That means the cop's been killed. Every cop in the city runs toward that call. We'd have all damn day.
You all right?
Ooh, fancy.
Does anyone believe maybe something very big is about to go down?
There's got to be a different way.
Don't have a problem taking out a cop. I do a cop just like him.
Wow.
Like I said, Coriel's underpants.
You know, if you look up his name, I'm not going to try to say it. The title says him. Is at peace with your inability to pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's Ejiofor. Ejiofor.
Ejiofor. Ejiofor.
That's not how you say his
name.
I
don't think it is.
Aquafor, by the way, is what you put on a baby's bottom when they got diaper rash, right. JP.
Or what Cooter Bosevis likes to slather up in.
You darn tootin' girl makes my skin baby soft like a baby's bottom. You know how we like that in the country. Anywho, hey, I'm going to give this here movie, let's go, four? Is that what we agreed on? Four. Bags of pork grinds, and what I'd say is if you are going to watch this movie...
Oh, Cooter.
More beer than just that one can I just drank.
You just downed it.
I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bosevis, and I may not know what a good movie is, right? But I do like me some Natty Light?
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
All right, coming up, more Free Fun Friday. Huskers, Rutgers, woo-hoo! What to expect, and a chance to join us and play Out of Context Contest.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Let's have them. Football game on a Friday night in December.
Man, I told my wife, I left her a message this morning. Make sure the kids are wearing Husker gear. It's not often you get a Friday night Nebraska game.
Right.
Especially not in December.
So it's the Big Ten.
Yeah, you got your Doan.
I'm wearing my Doan, my long sleeve right. Doan shirt from last night because I was too lazy to change this morning. true Doansker.
No, that means you're not a Doansker.
Why?
You just cheer for Doan.
Yeah.
If you'd have ripped out the Husker shirt.
Oh,
you'd
have been Roger that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the Big Ten Champions Weekend.
Yeah. You betcha.
They're calling it.
Yes, man. Everybody, in theory, is getting to play, but not everybody is. A lot of people are not playing. They got Rutgers. Rutgers is about to have their fifth home game of the season. Nebraska had three. The Big Ten continues to be mad at Nebraska. Because, like, this game was originally scheduled for Friday at 3 o'clock. Like, come on. You're putting teams on at Friday at 3 o'clock that you hate. Like,
yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And then another, what was it? What two teams had to bow out?
Purdue and it was the battle for the old wooden bucket spittoon or something. But they had to bow out. So then now you got Nebraska at 6:30 tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Last I heard, Noah Vedral, who used to be the quarterback at Nebraska, he is now at Rutgers. I think he's still hurt, so I don't think he's playing.
Oh, he might not be playing.
Yeah, he was on crutches last week the sideline. But, yeah, big game for Nebraska, man. Hopefully they get out there. I know the coaching staff has been working overtime because they didn't even know who they were playing until, like, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've been working overtime.
Yeah, it's been a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. On signing day the other day, I was texting a few of them to say congrats. Hope you guys had an awesome day. Had to be fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Whole year's worth of work right there to get signing day. Text back I get is, yeah, we've been practicing all day. I didn't even have a chance to even, like, pay attention.
Get caught up in it. Yeah.
So, and then the big news out of this, I will say this. This may or may not be the last game of the season.
What?
Yeah, because so this is the Champions Week.
Yeah.
There's still bowl games, and every team is eligible for a bowl game. But also the NCAA came out and said, if you have not played your allotted amount of games, which Nebraska hasn't, you can seek out another game if you'd like.
The NCAA said it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So
kind of like how Nebraska men's basketball did that with Doan.
Yeah.
They would be able to do that with football.
Maybe.
Big Ten has to free? Allow them. No, I'm just kidding.
Just don't have a football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Get it going.
I mean,
we could use that W.
That would be so cool.
We could use that W. I'll take it anywhere I can get it. So we'll see what happens. But they may, Frost told his players, those that are, you know, thinking about leaving, stick around a little longer just to see if they could put
something. How many games
together.
Have we not played? Like, how many
missed
games?
Missed one.
Yeah, it's just one, right?
Wisconsin,
okay. Yeah, okay.
Wisconsin game.
So Nebraska's up for it. I know the staff is all about it, and the university's all about it. So they've been fighting just to get to play some football this whole time. Okay. So, you know, that's good. But what a weird ending to a strange year.
Yeah. I know. How do you think do you think it'll go kind of?
What's your prediction?
Yeah, how do you think it'll go?
So we're favored by 7, I believe, to travel there and win. I want to pick Nebraska to win. I think our defense will play well. The offense has been so schizophrenic. Like, you can't figure out what it is from week to week. So, fingers crossed. I do think Adrian Martinez, a couple weeks ago, Adrian Martinez fell on his arm and he got up, remember, and he was like rolling his shoulder and we talked about it. And I was like, man, I don't want to see that. He's been throwing well. Then last week, he really struggled throwing the ball downfield.
Dang.
So I'm wondering if he's got a sore, like maybe AC joint or something like that.
Right.
So that'll be something to watch today. Because of that, I think Nebraska will win. I think it's about like 10 points. And I don't know that it's going to be a super high scoring game, like 28 to 20, 20, yeah. 50, okay. You know, 17, something like that.
Well, we were kind of hoping it'd be like a home game, you know, but either way, even though it is away, it's kind of nice that the DHMs have relaxed a little bit so that those bars that didn't have food, who had to shut down, can now serve their alcohol and things until 10:45. So
plenty of time for Oscar.
So you can definitely get some takeout and stuff. At
well,
least
I know you might
spots.
You might be out tonight for the game. If I come by. I just walked by the refrigerator. I could not find my natural light that you had brought, my natty light to drink. So I'm hoping you'll buy me one still.
Yeah. Well,
is that how that works?
I told Cooter it wasn't his. But
I didn't want to bust him out, but
it was your cousin. Drank my beer.
I'll definitely throw him under the bus.
I'm
sorry, dude. It
makes me sad.
Please tell him it was JP that busted him out, though. It wasn't me.
For sure.
I had his back.
Oh, he would.
He's going to believe that for sure because he's got the hots for you. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Cooter Bocephus will open anything with a tab.
Yes.
For sure.
True fact.
But yep, so Husker game tonight. Get out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like I keep telling people, man, I keep seeing some people saying, like, oh, why would I want to watch the Huskers again? Because it's what we do and it's fun and it's like part of the fabric of our state, man. Like,
we're fans.
They'll get better eventually.
And that's where it starts here is when people start saying stuff like that. And then fast forward, you know, a while, it's like, then we don't have like the cool, awesome, amazing fanfare that we are known for in fandom. So like, just quit being a negative, Ned.
Huskers at Rutgers, 6:30 tonight, BTN. Check it out.
Coming up. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Actually, this will be our final out of context contest for the year.
Wow!
Whoa!
Wow!
Last
I wish it was
going to
be funnier. Oh, well.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry.
Last
Sorry, everybody.
Week.
Your chance to play along with us coming up.
What the heck were you thinking?
Jesus.
Oh,
sorry
God.
About that. I'll do my best to get that out of there before it happens.
What in the world were you thinking?
I feel weird to be put in this position.
Would you? Okay, so let's put you in the position. I think that gets really hard and messy.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, that's a free blowout.
A blowout's enough when I'm...
courtesy my body.
I'm gonna think this what you think it means.
Wow. Oh, it's so good. Courtesy of my body.
It is time to play Out of Context Contest.
Oh, God.
It's the last one of the year, huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my
God. Hey, we have a prize.
We do?
Yeah.
We forgot about the prize we do.
Our friends at The Fort.
Oh, nice, man.
Visit fortbrands.com for holiday shopping. Go check it out, South Lincoln, if you want. But we got a $25 gift card.
I like perusing the fort.
Yes.
It's a good place just to go.
It is. And you could, like, live there the way that it's set up. Yeah. It's all, like, hardwood and the
it's a pretty cool brand new
leather. And, oh, God.
So, for your chance to win that gift card, 466-9696. Get three of you lined up. Try your shot at Out of Context Contest. How well do you know the show? Or maybe you're just really good at guessing. That'll work too. Out of Context Contest, 466-9696. It's Kix.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Jesus.
Oh,
sorry about that. I'll do my best to get that out of there before it happens.
What in the world were you thinking?
I feel weird to be put in this position.
Would you? Okay, so let's put you in the position. I think that gets really hard and messy.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, that's a free blowout.
A blowout's enough when I'm...
courtesy my body.
That's what you're thinking, man.
That first one on that playback that you did right there you.
Yeah.
I legit... came Which out one? And
this
said,
one?
What the heck were you thinking?
Jesus.
Oh,
sorry
God.
About that. I'll do my best to get that out of there before it happens.
I just gave him whatever the answer. I couldn't make jokes.
Yeah, Rob was like,
it was so dirty. I just was like, I can't. JP said that, and I can't.
It's so funny.
I can't
it's
make
so
jokes.
Funny. That was when,
the phone.
Yeah,
it was Date Him or Dump Him or Make It Right.
Something.
Yeah, and they hung up on us.
Brutal.
Here to play Out of Context Contest are Mark, Shireen, and Michelle. Gets us started up. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right, super simple game, Husker Nick.
All right, so here's how the game is played. I have some audio that we pulled out of the show this week. It's out of context. We'll play it for you, and then I'll give you an A, a B, or a C option, just in case it was like the 2 minutes you weren't able to listen. I get it. That happens sometimes, you know. Not, you know, you got to go to the bathroom sometimes.
That's true.
So I will give you three options. If you get it right, you continue on. If you miss it, stay on the line because we might get back to you, okay?
Here's the first piece in Out of Context Contest. 5 hours of sitting there.
That's will you awesome. Explain to me what it feels like?
Just a little poking here and there.
All right. Hey. JP had to pass his first ever kidney stone.
5 hours of sitting there.
That's Will you awesome. Explain to me what it feels like?
Just a little poking here and there.
B, JP got his first ever tattoo on his shoulder, is what he was talking about.
5 hours of sitting there.
That's Will you awesome. Explain to me what it feels like?
Just a little poking here and there.
JP had his first ever experience of super bad constipation.
5 hours of sitting there.
That's Will you awesome. Explain to me what it feels like?
Just a little poking here and there. What do you think it is, Michelle?
B.
B?
B it is, yeah. Yes.
JP, hey.
Nice job.
Great
First ever,
job.
JP got his first yeah, ever yeah. tattoo. Shoulder tatties wanted. Good. Super happy and proud for him.
All right, so Michelle's got a point. Moving on to number two at Out of Context Contest.
Right. I want to know who's handling my fluids.
Okay.
Yeah!
JP's like, okay.
Okay.
Hey, Coriel's been partaking in an experiment where they've been collecting her spittoons from all the chaw that she uses to study the acidic aspects of her saliva combined with the chaw.
Right. I want to know who's handling my fluids.
B, JP was giving Coryell advice on how to go about getting STD tested. JP said he always just mails in his samples to Emergicare, and he's never got any bad news back.
I want to know who's handling my fluids.
Or, last but not least, Coryell would be nervous about sending off anything to 23andMe, because you never know where that stuff ends up.
Right. I want to know who's handling my fluids.
It's C.
It is.
Hey, she knows the show.
Michelle's got
A or B, just as likely for the record. Put that out there.
All right, so Michelle, you get this one right, you sweep the game and win the four gift cards. If not, we've got Shireen and Mark ready to steal it.
Listen to JP's reaction on this. Here you go.
Okay.
Puth.
Yeah!
What? Do it again.
Puth. I didn't hear it.
Okay, let me bump it up.
Puth.
All right, so JP goes, that was his reaction. Was he doing that in reacting to musician Charlie Puth?
Puth.
B, Puth like a fart.
Puth.
Or C, JP's new haircut, Coryell was saying, makes him look like John Wilkes Booth.
Puth.
Oh, is it too soon to make an assassination joke about freaking Abraham Lincoln? Is it too soon?
No, it's just so random.
I needed a random name that sounded like Booth and Puth.
It's just so random.
Like, is it too soon from that?
So random.
Is it still so fresh in our nation's thought process?
What do you think it is, Michelle?
See?
It's not C.
It is not C.
He does kind of look like him, though, but no.
All right. We move on to Shireen, who's been sitting patiently. A chance to win the game with her answer to this audio.
Puth.
Was JP going, ugh, to Puth like a fart, or the famous musician Charlie Puth?
I'm torn. Both of them are... pretty good.
Yeah, either one could happen.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go with, I don't know.
Are you going to go with Puth the music?
Yes, A, Puth the person.
Yeah, there you go.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
you were talking about how, who was it that teamed up with
Gabby Barrett.
Yeah,
they did a remake for Top 40 radio.
Yeah, and JP,
I like Charlie Puth, but not on this
obviously
song.
Not when you go, ugh.
This song is, ugh.
Michelle walked so you could run.
It is way better, though, with just her in it.
It is.
Yeah. It's way
I
better.
I agree.
She makes that. He does not do anything to add to that song in Top 40.
No. Gabby Barrett could have just kept that to herself. Yeah, exactly. But, hey, you know what? She was thrilled to be able to perform it with them and stuff, so that's cool on her.
Well, congratulations, Shireen.
Wow.
Thank you.
Great job, Michelle, too.
Yeah,
Michelle did great.
And Mark for hanging on the line. You guys are awesome.
Hang on the line, Shireen. We'll get you your gift card to the fort for playing along with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. And that's Out of Context Contest. It will be back in 2021.
Wake up. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
We don't want to.
All right. We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
It is time for a little get it off your chest. It's the best group therapy you're going to get. It can be very funny. It can be very satisfying. You just have to be willing to yell about something. You can do it on the phone lines coming up here in just a bit. We'll open those up for you at 466-9696. But you can also do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, if you are a keyboard, keyboard captain or whatever?
Keyboard.
Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it that way.
Keyboard warrior.
Keyboard warrior.
Thing. Keyboard warrior.
Yeah,
there
if you let your thumbs do all your talking instead of your mouth to people in person,
it's
easier to be a keyboard warrior.
And you could also direct message us if you'd like to stay anonymous.
Yeah, we did get one on Facebook already.
Okay, what do you got?
This says, huge middle finger to the guy that hit my car at the gas station this morning
then
tried to blame it on me. But hold on, it gets better. I was parked out of my car getting gas.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so how in the world would it be your fault?
Yeah.
What a She's dummy.
She's getting gas.
What a dummy.
What the?
Sorry. Yeah, get that off your chest. That sucks. There's another one. We can get we can get to that here in a minute if we want to take some calls.
No, go ahead.
Okay, it says, I work in elementary education. Whoever thought it was a good idea to come back on Monday for one more day before Christmas break has clearly never spent a day with 400 elementary kids right before Christmas.
I get that.
Because there was like a trillion H's, so I had to do her justice.
That was a solid ah. Do it one more time.
Ah!
All right, so just good. Like that,
there you go.
You can air your grievances. Let's do it.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
466-9696. If you want to do the yelling that way, you can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. It's posted up there. Or direct message us and stay anonymous so you don't get in trouble. But you can still get it off your chest. 466-9696. We'll play yours coming up.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Chance to air your grievances with Get It Off Your Chest. You can do it at 466.
A lot of people mad at you, JP.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
It feels like everybody is.
So,
you've been a saint this week. I will vouch for you. You have been.
Yeah, thanks.
He's been that was probably one of the nicest things you've said.
Listen,
to JP.
I can't say what it is. Check me out on Twitter at Husker_Nick because I tweeted it out. But JP like saved my bacon earlier this week.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
But
I can't say what it is.
I can't because there's people listening that can't hear what this time of year is happening.
All right. So we want you to get it off your chest. You can do it 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
And he bought us a pizza earlier this week.
Yeah. By the way, is there any of that left?
I think
so. Yeah, it's in the fridge.
It's on the bottom shelf.
Yep.
Do you want to? Do we
That's
have any?
That's
where
we hit our beers underneath it.
Do we have any other grievances online?
No, not on the. Not
oh, there we go. On the post that you put up on Facebook, there's four.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the inbox.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no. Go to the Facebook side.
The anonymous
one. Give me one of the ones on the Facebook.
All right. On Facebook, Stephanie says, I've been doing my job well for 2 years. I don't need you to come in for a project and tell me how to do my job when I'm already doing it that way. That would be very, very annoying.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then Tyler says, I hate favoritism, cough, cough, the Big Ten.
Yeah, 100%.
Eye kicks, get off your chest.
My grievance is yesterday's date them or dump them.
Oh, okay, what happened? They didn't
Are they cousins or they not?
Oh.
It's like a movie.
Oh.
Leaving you hanging.
All of the other ones, and we know exactly why, but we don't know if they're cousins or not.
Okay, well,
cliffhanger.
I will email Zane and find out for you. Okay, she's so mad that he doesn't know what the answer is.
It's like, what do you want us to do? You want us to show up with our little test kits?
466-9696 to get it off your chest or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. More of your grievances coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah.
On KX96.9.
And everything about.
It's an airing of the grievances, kind of like...
Happy Festivus. It's Festivus. When George was growing up, his father...
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented.
Festivus will be next Wednesday, by the way, if you're wanting to celebrate Happy Festivus.
Oh.
It's the airing of the grievances. We do that every day, though, with our show.
Yeah.
At least on Fridays we do.
Fridays,
get it off your chest. Where you can yell about whatever's bugging you. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And on the phone lines, we'll get to. Let's start with you. Good morning.
I love my husband dearly, but he has use or lose leave. So now, every time I leave the house, where are you going? What are you doing? When are you going to be home?
He's always keeping track of her.
You know, the 20,000 questions is what bothers me. I know that I do that to my boyfriend sometimes.
I was going
to
say, you guys are basically married. And you do that, I guarantee it.
Well, no, because it's more
Don't
or less.
Give me that. You are. If I had you write out the like top six things that drive you crazy about Jackson, and then I had him do the same, and then I just read them out loud, someone would think I was reading a list of a marriage couple.
Well, whatever.
Being angry.
Whatever.
That's okay.
I just
asked. You have a catch. He is a good man.
Yeah. No, he is. He's awesome.
Yes.
But also the feeling of love and also like homicide is about the same.
Yeah. No, I know. It is true. Like there's just as much of a chance that he wakes up dead as it is. He wakes up with you kissing him on the cheek going, have a good day,
honey. No, he's great. But I do hound him the questions because I'm trying to make like a supper or something. You know what I'm saying? And I got to figure out. I don't want to be keeping stuff warm. I hate that.
High kicks, get it off your chest.
Did you just?
I did.
Give work a schedule of availability during Christmas break, and they schedule you on days that you can't work, and then it's your fault, and you have to find somebody to work for you.
That's the most irritating thing of all time. I've been there. Yeah, that stinks.
Are you listening, Rob? She's been there. Come on, Rob.
Our boss.
No.
Figure it out, Rob Kelly.
Okay. I had a place to cleanse the...
That is very infuriating, though.
On Facebook, did you read Jeremiah's on the front page of the Kicks page? Get it off your chest.
But you can read it because okay. I have a DM up right now.
I'm ready for the elf on the shelf to go back to the North Pole. Woke up this morning and the dang elf cut the butt out of my shorts I was sleeping in.
Really?
That darn elf.
So I don't know what we got to do here. I'm a little nervous because our elf, we have like an elf homicide on our hands.
Oh, no.
Because Sammy definitely tore his head off.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
She jumped up into the tree and got him out and
you
just ripped
get
his
her,
head off.
Get her on Make It Right.
What do you got in the DM category?
The DM says, I hate math so much. It's stupid and it doesn't make any sense. And the best part, I'm never going to use it. Also, I'm in high school and I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school.
Hey, love you.
Thank you for listening. You're awesome. I get the feeling that you are feeling right now. Yeah. You will use math in some way, shape, or form.
In certain ways.
Can't say that some of it you will use. No, but hey, you got to know it because everybody else knows it.
Exactly. I kicks, get it out of your chest.
So when your fiance says that he's gonna scoop the driveway and lay ice melt down and doesn't, and I just fall with our 1.5-year-old in the driveway.
No!
Oh no.
Is everybody okay?
We're fine. I busted my knee. It's okay. She's
you
fine.
Let me but the were you able to, like, acrobatically, like, keep that small child from hitting the ground or anything?
You know, I'm sure my neighbors were laughing at me because I was definitely going to be her pillow.
You know what this is? All those years in college of like, having pool parties where when you fall in the water and you keep your beer out of the water, that's where those talents come into play.
Yeah.
All kinds of talent there.
Hey, Coriel.
Yes?
Do you ever get annoyed with Jackson because he leaves either a wet towel or maybe dirty clothes scattered on the ground?
No, he's a cleaner. He's a clean freak.
Does he get mad at you for that then? Okay. Does he ask you or you ask him about if something's wrong before even checking to see if something? Okay. Is not wiping out the sink after like shaving or doing anything like that?
No.
Not in there? How about, let's see here, snoring?
Yes.
Okay. I'm reading the top 7 things that causes divorces because you and
goodbye.
Jackson already
You're not
have,
married. Stop.
You guys are already there.
Yeah, I'm going to get it off my chest. Nick acts like we're married, right. Jackson and I, and we are not.
Okay. Do one of you act like a complete baby when one of you has a sniffle? And it annoys
Jackson
the other?
Does.
See? There's another one.
We'll get one more on the phones and wrap
Annoyed
things up
because
for...
you have to keep food warm. While you're waiting
Stop
for him to...
Okay, all right. Oh, unplug the computer. What just happened? Malfunction.
Gotcha. High kicks, get it off your chest.
Yeah. JP, the Powerball's over 300 mil. Are we playing or not?
Oh, no! Are you kidding me? It's been...
No, I wouldn't lie to you. This is near and dear to my heart.
It's been so long since we played the Millionaires Club.
Is it really?
Yeah, we get... If it's over 300 million, I go buy
tickets. Truth be told, JP was like, screw him, we're not doing it. I'm not doing
this.
No,
I didn't say that.
It's over 300 mil. We're going to move it to a billion. I'm just kidding. He never said any of that.
No, he
but
didn't.
They start out at 20 mil now.
You're right. $304 million. Jackpot for 12/19/2020.
Can't win if you don't play, damn it.
Hey, hang on the line. We'll get your information. You'll be your first one on the ticket. I'll go buy one today.
Oh, baby.
Anyway, okay.
Hang on. Set the standard, but anyway.
Wow,
All right, so Wade's in first. I'll do a ticket. Today, just
that's wonderful. Wade holding us accountable. What
Way
a guy!
To go, Wade.
Wade let us know that Wade, it's Wade. Over $310 million in the Mega Millions jackpot. Oh, the Powerball jackpot as well. So they're both up high. So I'll go buy Powerball for Saturday. So 466-9696. We'll take 5 more on this ticket with your lucky numbers, is how we do it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, 466-9696. If you got a lucky number and you want to try to win some money,
there you go.
Give us a ring.
Wrap up, get it off your chest.
Ring, ring.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
Coming
Show.
Coming up, Jangle John stops by for our regular visit and more on the show.
When I wake up,
wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So, are you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake, it's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Our favorite furry friend, Jungle / Jingle John, on with us one more time before the end of 2020. Good morning, Jungle John.
Ho, ho, ho. Gracious good morning to you.
You watch what you're saying to Coriel.
Well, ho, ho, ho. Back to you, Jingle John.
You got me on that one, guys. I'll behave myself. No comment.
Nah, John, I got a bone to pick with you. Can we start off the segment with that?
Go for it.
So we are 13 days away from an entire year where I never once got to share a beverage with you at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, you're right.
I'm so sad about that. Can I just meet you down there, and then we go hang out with the giraffes and have a beer?
On each other's tailgates. You just sit out in the parking lot there.
Oh, he can sit on my tailgate anytime.
What a nice invitation.
I do have a little wine cellar at the zoo.
There we go. We need to sneak over there, and we need to and hang out, and yes. Because I'm sad about this, man. It hit me the other day. My wife was like, what are some of the things that bummed you out most? And I'm like, boy, there's a lot. But not having a beer at the zoo with Jungle John is one.
Yeah, bummer.
You know what? That you're so, you know, Husker Nick, you know, you're not very smart. You're not always right, but you're right on this one.
You know me well. You know me well, my brother.
But next year, you know what, guys? We're all going to get that vaccine. We're all going to get healthy. We're all going to have a great time next year. Yeah. We have a better situation now for a brews at the zoo. We've got a sound stage. We got a big tent. We got a big green space.
Awesome. Yes.
We are going to have a lot of fun next year. I guarantee you, Husker Nick, you know, we might not be able to do it in the next couple of weeks, but we'll be able to do it in the next couple of months, my friend.
All right, I'm in.
There you go.
Deal. Okay? Deal.
Brilliant.
So you're right. It was a dry year, wasn't it?
Well, was going to the zoo.
Speak not for yourself.
I'll tell you. Man, I think cirrhosis is the worst thing to come out of.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't know.
Hey, Jingle John, what's zoo lights looking like right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was there last night welcoming people. Saying goodnight, and people are just coming out walking on air. They are,
I'm so excited for you.
It is beautiful because it's bigger and better than last year, and people are just coming out happy. Can you imagine this year? People actually are happy.
Yeah, wow. Right?
That's just it. So Zoo Lights powered by LAS. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Get your tickets now. It's a lot of fun. We do have some time slots so you can schedule your life really, really easily. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's magical. Ride the train, you know. I can't emphasize it enough. And you know what the zoo is? You know, the zoo is open during the break. Yep. You know, there's kids out of school, and we have zoo camps available too. So lots of things at LincolnZoo.org. But Zoo Lights powered by LES, it is awesome.
When you told me a couple of weeks ago, hey, don't say anything, but we're working with the Department of Health to try to make it happen, I just was like, yeah, let's get this.
You
guys do it right at the zoo. You know, you're there for the kids. You're there for the families. You're doing everything you can to keep everybody safe.
You're exactly right, JP. It is safe. That's why we have time. Every 40 seconds, another group goes through. Wear your mask. We got a whole path. You won't miss a single of the millions of lights at the zoo. The way we have the path through the zoo, you can see the dancing forested trees, the 35-foot tree, lots of photo opportunities. So we have done it. It's safe. It's guaranteed. And we extended the number of nights until January 9th.
Nice. Oh, very
Yay.
Cool.
All right. So there's still general public on sale tickets, correct?
Very smart question, Coriel. Yes, you can go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets. There are lots of openings still, so absolutely for Zoo Lights Park.
I have a young man who turns 8 on January 8th. So
how
I
did
might
that
have
happen?
To, I know how quick right. is that, right? That moves quick. Hey, speaking of really safe though, and making the public happy, question for you: when we do this beverage partaking at the zoo, could we go into the? You have that new area that probably hasn't gotten a ton of use, where you got the slide for the kids where they go up to the top, you know, and the big slide in there. could you go up there with a beverage and pour it down the slide and all lay at the bottom of the slide?
A beer luge? You want to make a beer luge out of a kid's slide?
Yeah, I mean, hold on. You guys are looking like I'm crazy, but think about that for a minute. How awesome would that be? How long is that slide? Like 20 feet?
You're not wrong.
It's a long ride, yeah.
I just can't... Dirty.
John,
dirty
tell
would be the first thing that came to mind.
Well, that's why I want to ask his professional opinion if this is smart or not. But I think it'd be fun.
You have a question regarding if it's smart or not? Come on, Husker Nick. We know the answer to that.
Fairly true. Now, you know what the worst part is?
A lot of little butts go down that slide.
A lot of little butts.
Can we clean the slide real quick?
No.
You can sanitize. And keep in mind, your beer won't be cold by the time it gets to the bottom.
My favorite part of this is John's pretending like he and his fellow staff mates have never done this before. That's the best part.
Let's test the slide.
His face is pretty red.
I plead the fifth. Hey, Jingle John, before you go, I want to let you know our holiday traditions fall photo contest that's extended into winter now. A lot of those I've seen have been people submitting photos of them in the big ornament that people take pictures.
The crystal ball.
The crystal ball, yes. A lot of those photos have been from that specific Zoo Lights, Lincoln Children's Zoo crystal ball. So if you want to go see what that looks like, if you haven't seen it already, like running rampant over your news feed, you can go to KZKX.com.
And last year, we had 5 proposals at that crystal ball.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So is this our last time in 2020 talking to John? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This has been really
Merry
fun,
Christmas,
buddy.
Happy New Year. Guys, I love you all, and I'll see you in 2021.
Yeah.
You sure will.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Next go.
Beer Luge!
With the JP Corey
Show.
We also got a message from John during that whole thing. His dog is farting the entire time we were doing it. Is that right, John?
I'm afraid it was.
So it's like you're in studio with me, buddy.
Well, there are similarities.
So have you heard anything suspect?
Thanks, John.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
in the morning.
Kix 96.9. I have a few ways that 2020 wasn't totally a bust. We talk Brantley Gilbert and how he became not so much a Scrooge, and we continued 12 days of Pranksmas.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
We all know and joke about this year being the worst,
right?
But there are a few cool things that happened this year. The Boot put together a few things, like the 12 uplifting moments that happened this year in country music specifically, one of which being Dolly Parton's donation of $1 million to the Moderna vaccination. Carrie Underwood's Christmas album and her son Isaiah singing along on one of the tunes, which is really sweet. Several female country artists finally breaking through with number one songs and even making history in that way, which is really cool. And then, of course, we have to add in there the return of Blake Shelton's mullet.
Yeah.
That is a highlight of 2020.
COVID mullet was a big thing.
Yeah, the COVID mullet from Blake was amazing. There are many other really cool things that happened in country music, actually. So Brantley Gilbert used to be a Scrooge, believe it or not, until he grew up and became a family man. He said, quote, "I'm all about it for the kids. My wife is huge on Christmas. She starts decorating early. I'm not as over the top about it as they are, but it's fun and it warms my heart and it means the world to see them getting excited," which
That's
is
awesome.
Kind of a softer side of Brantley Gilbert, because I think he puts on a tougher facade and it's kind of cute to think of him as a little Scrooge sitting there. But now, you know, his heart's all warm and stuff. The ice is melting off.
That's so sweet.
So Chris Young's very first guitar was a Christmas present, and that gift still stands out as one of his favorites. Chris Young says, quote, "It's obviously brought me a lot of joy over the years, being able to sit down and pick up an instrument and just sing and play." So that was pretty special.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it sounds like a very run-of-the-mill maybe Christmas gift for a country star, but for a lot of them, that's kind of where
it starts.
The dream begins,
yeah,
you know,
right?
Or where the interest is.
It's kind of a big deal for them, which is really, really cool.
So we know about Luke Bryan and Caroline, his wife's 12 days of Pranksmas. They love to relentlessly pick on each other and prank each other, and they've expanded this to people in their family as well. And we know Luke Bryan has been relentless to his mom, LeClaire, before, in many other pranks, not just the Christmas ones. But there's a recent video shown from Caroline. The mom, LeClaire, gets a call from Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. So apparently Luke and him are friends. I know that he kind of hangs around the country music scene. But LeClaire gets a call from Chrisley, who's putting on a fake voice trying to convince her that there's a leak in her home. But she's too smart. Mama Brian and Mama Bear, I suppose. Yeah. She's a little too sharp to take that bait. And she basically jabs back at Chrisley. And he can't help but laugh now. He has to totally fall apart. And the prank has crumbled before them, but she's getting very smart. I was wondering when they're gonna have to, like, when they're gonna run out of family members. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to expand this to, like, strangers at some point, because people gonna stop, like, interacting with them around Christmas. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Allen, Kix 96.9.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Corey Allen, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
All right, time to play fake news, and taking Coriel on is Brian. Good morning, Brian. How's it going, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Happy Friday, brother.
Hey, happy game day.
That too.
It's Husker football on a Friday. Game day.
Right? Crazy. That is not fake news. That's real news.
That's real news, not fake news.
Huskers Rutgers, 6:30 tonight, BTN, if you want to check it out. All right, so I've got some headlines for you guys. You just have to tell me whether you're real, they're real or fake, and see who can win between the two of you, all right?
All right.
We will start with headline number one. New pajama suits help you look good for Zoom calls. Is that a real or fake headline? What do you think, Brian?
That sounds real to me.
Okay. Coriel?
Honestly, yes. I'm going to go real.
And you guys are right.
Yeah.
So there's a Japanese company marketing new business casual suit for the pandemic office meetings. The company's called, created a new line of pajama suits that people can wear for Zoom calls. It's apparel for both men and women, and all items in the collection will cost $48 for these Zoom PJs.
That's actually cheaper than I thought it would be.
That look like suits.
I would spend $75
on $75
that.
$75 on pajama
suit,
huh?
That would be my top price.
Okay. That's good.
You pay for the comfort and the appearance
to be a part of that.
Of knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Headline number two. Man builds a treehouse out of 2 million old candy canes. A man built a treehouse out of a bunch of candy canes that were left over.
Brian,
is that
what
real
do you
or
think?
Is that fake?
Brian, I'm going to go no on this, but that doesn't mean you have to go no. Well,
that sounds dangerous. I'm going to go with no.
You're both dead no, and you're both right.
Wow!
Yay,
Brian, so smart.
Old candy canes are sturdy, but...
that's what I was thinking. I feel like they would get even more, like, brittle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look at the candy and sticky and stuff.
You wouldn't survive the spring.
All right, so your final headline on fake news. Son wins lawsuit after mom throws away his best porno mags. Is that a real or fake headline?
I hate this world, so that's probably true.
Okay.
I'd say true.
And you both? Yeah, so get this. A Michigan couple will have to pay for disposing of their son's pornography collection.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The only question left is how much. So David Working is 42.
Oh,
he sued his parents, Beth
this
and Paul Working,
so sad.
After they tossed out what a judge called a trove of pornography and an array of toys.
I'm typing, define the amount of trove.
So a U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney of Kalamazoo, Michigan, granted the son's request for a summary judgment in his favor. The parties have until mid-February to file written submissions on damages.
David contends the damage is around $25,000 in his collection.
I believe it. I feel like them dirty mags are kind of expensive.
And the parents say they did their son a favor by destroying them all.
I did look up the dictionary or a few definitions of trove, and it just says large amounts of quantities of a specific kind.
Okay. So there you go.
We'll take his word for it, I guess.
Well, nice job, Brian. You're a winner on this Friday, brother.
Hey, good job, Brian.
He's got bragging rights amongst all his friends and us, too. Brian, thanks very much, and have a happy Husker Friday.
Thanks so much.
Our big thing is free money.
Oh, yeah.
Live free for a year. We've been doing this for a while, getting you guys qualified to have us take care of your mortgage or your rent for all of 2021. It's our gift to you.
That is a sizable gift.
Because COVID. I mean, we're tired of COVID too, and it just, anything we can do to help.
To have a guaranteed good year in some way, shape, or form for 2021.
My mortgage payment back when I had my house every month was like about $1,000. So that's $12,000 a year.
Yeah, that's a pretty penny.
It's a good chunk of change.
It is a good chunk of change.
So if you'd like to live free for a year, courtesy of Liberty First Credit Union and Kix, you have until midnight Sunday. So that means you can go on today, KZKX.com, and sign up to live free for a year. Then set yourself a reminder to do that on Saturday. You can sign up for Live Free for a year.
Yeah, once per day. So
and then
you can
on Sunday.
Do that throughout the weekend.
So your weekend full of a chance to get your mortgage or rent paid for you by us and Liberty First Credit Union with Live Free for a year. So get online, KZKX.com. Do that now, again tomorrow, and again on Sunday. Some very, very big things for you.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
And the After the Show, we will get you ready for Husker football. Cooter Mosefus is by for a Redneck Review. Coriel's This or That for your holiday shopping ideas. And the best of 2020 continue.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on, it's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mosefus.
Oh, wow.
Cooter?
All right, y'all, now listen up.
Cooter, where did you get that?
Y'all, I walked into your building and there's some Natty Light in the fridge over there.
Okay.
Wow, what a sight.
Tastes like a little slice of heaven.
Well, what a sight to see.
Hey, man, this is some good stuff right here, a little Natty Light. That's brewed in America since 1977? Y'all, keep it dark in here.
That's not yours.
The old eyes ain't getting where they used to be.
That's not your beer.
Them gas station readers don't really do well.
Husker Nick, my cousin, ain't going to care if I'm drinking his Natty Light.
He'll be proud. He'll be proud.
Okay.
Well. Oh, looking Friday, Cooter.
All right. Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. I got a new movie this week. It's called Triple Nine. To be honest with you, I describe this movie in the exact same way I would describe Coriel's underpants.
Oh, jeez.
Dark, gritty, and action-packed.
Did you just see that? I don't think we can... Cooter.
Maybe... For that reason, I probably should give this thing 9 or 5.
Nine bags of pork grinds.
If this thing's still like Coriel's underpants, it's 9 bags of pork grinds, not 5.
Hey, wow. Yeah, you're right. I do like to go play in the mud in my underpants. Oh. That would be why they are so
dark. You're going to get them all excited. Stop it.
Girl, I'll play in the mud with you anytime you want.
Just stop. You're getting it. Can we focus on the movie?
So this here movie, it's called Triple Nine. Came out a few years ago, but it's full of all sorts of actors and actresses. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Equifor?
Yeah.
Aquifor? Equifor. Hang on. Y'all, hold on.
Cooter, what?
Un momento, por favor. Someone look up how you say his name. Because he just talked to me. You just made me sound like I was saying it stupidly wrong. You added letters that are not in
Cooter,
his name.
Equifor.
It's Ejiofor.
Fits.
EJI. E-I-O-F-O-R. There is no ek in there, y'all. It's E-I-O-E-J-I-O-4.
Okay, yeah,
Casey Affleck's in this thing. Anthony Mackie, Woody Harrelson, Aaron Paul, Kate Winslet, Gal Gadot. Oh, good my
cast.
God.
That's a big
Norman
cast.
Reedus. This movie, it's action-packed, like I said. Here's your preview.
I was not sure you could pull it off.
We are not finished, Michael.
This wasn't the deal.
I had to convince my sister to spare you.
There's another job. She said she'd kill every last one of us if we don't get this thing.
Poor man crew. Who's that poor guy?
We got a way to make this happen.
We could pull a 999.
999? What is that?
That means the cops have been killed. Every cop in the city runs toward that call. We'd have all damn day.
You all right?
Ooh, fancy.
Does anyone believe maybe something very big is about to go down?
There's got to be a different way.
Y'all don't have a problem taking out a cop. I'll do a cop just like him.
Wow.
Like I said, Coryell's underpants.
You know, if you look up his name, I'm not going to try to say it. The title says him. Is at peace with your inability to pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's E-O-4. E-J-I-O-4.
E-G-O-4. E-G-O-4.
That's not how you say his name.
I don't think it is.
Aquaphor, by the way, is what you put on a baby's bottom when they got diaper rash, right. JP.
Yeah. No.
Or what Kudervos Evis likes to slather up in.
You darn tootin' girl makes my skin baby soft like a baby's bottom. You know how we like that in the country. Anywho, hey, I'm going to give this here movie, let's go, what, 4? Is that what we agreed on? 4. Bags of pork grinds, and what I'd say is if you are going to watch this movie...
Oh, cooter.
More beer than just that one can I just drank.
You just downed it.
I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I may not know what a good movie is, right, but I do like me some Natty Light? ?
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Let's have a football game on a Friday night in December.
Man, I told my wife, I left her a message this morning. Make sure the kids are wearing Husker gear. It's not often you get a Friday night Nebraska game.
Right.
Especially not in December.
So it's the Big Ten.
Yeah, you got your Doan.
I'm wearing my Doan, my long sleeve right. Doan shirt from last night because I was too lazy to change this morning. true Doansker.
No, that means you're not a Doansker.
Why?
You just cheer for Doan.
Yeah.
If you'd have ripped out the Husker shirt.
Oh,
you'd
have been Roger that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the Big Ten Champions Weekend.
Yeah. You betcha.
They're calling it.
Yes, man. Everybody, in theory, is getting to play, but not everybody is. A lot of people are not playing. They got Rutgers. Rutgers is about to have their 5th home game of the season. Nebraska had 3. The Big Ten continues to be mad at Nebraska. Because, like, this game was originally scheduled for Friday at 3 o'clock. Like, come on. You're not putting... You're putting teams on at Friday at 3 o'clock that you hate. Like...
Right. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And then another... What was it? What two teams had to bow out?
Purdue and... it was the battle for the old wooden bucket spittoon or something. Yeah. But they... they had to bow out. So then now you got Nebraska at 6:30 tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Last I heard, Noah Vedral, who used to be the quarterback at Nebraska,
yep.
He is now at Rutgers. I think he's still hurt, so I don't think he's playing.
Oh, he might not be playing.
Yeah, he was on crutches last week
on the
sideline. But, yeah, big game for Nebraska, man. Hopefully they get out there. I know the coaching staff has been working overtime because they didn't even know who they were playing until, like, Sunday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've been working
overtime.
Yeah,
it's been a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. On signing day the other day, I was texting a few of them to say congrats. Hope you guys had an awesome day. Had to be fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whole year's worth of work right there to get signing day. Text back I get is, yeah, we've been practicing all day. I didn't even have a chance to even, like, pay attention.
Get caught up in it. Yeah.
So, and then the big news out of this, I will say this. This may or may not be the last game of the season.
What?
Yeah, because this is the Champions Week.
Yeah.
There's still bowl games, and every team is eligible for a bowl game. But also the NCAA came out and said, if you have not played your allotted amount of games, which Nebraska hasn't, You can seek out another game if you'd like between
the NCAA and said it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So kind of like how Nebraska men's basketball did that with Doan.
Yeah.
They so maybe, would be able to do that with football.
Maybe. The Big Ten has to free? Allow. No, I'm just kidding. Just don't have a football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Get it going.
I mean,
get we can
honestly,
we could use that W.
That would be so cool.
We could use that W. I'll take it anywhere I can get it. So we'll see what happens. But they may, Frost told his players, those that are, you know, thinking about leaving, stick around a little longer just to see if they could put
how many games
together.
Have we not played? Like, how many
missed
games?
One.
Yeah, it's just one, right?
Wisconsin
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Wisconsin game.
So well, and, Nebraska's cool. Up right. For it. I know the staff is all about it, and the university's all about it. So they've been fighting just to get to play some football this whole time. Okay. So, you know, that's good, but... What a weird ending to a strange year.
I know. How do you think it'll, I mean, do you think it'll go kind
yeah,
of.
What's your prediction?
Yeah, how do you think it'll go?
So we're favored by 7, I believe, to travel there and win. I want to pick Nebraska to win. I think our defense will play well. The offense has been so schizophrenic. Like, you can't figure out what it is from week to week. So, fingers crossed. I do think Adrian Martinez, a couple weeks ago, Adrian Martinez fell on his arm and he got up, remember, and he was like rolling his shoulder and we talked about it. And I was like, man, I don't want to see that. He's been throwing well. Then last week, he really struggled throwing the ball downfield. Dang. So I'm wondering if he's got a sore, like maybe AC joint or something like that.
Right.
So that'll be something to watch today. Because of that, I think Nebraska will win. I think it's about like 10 points and I don't know that it's going to be a super high scoring game, like 28 to 20, yeah. 50, you know, 17, something like that.
Well, we were kind of hoping it'd be like a home game, you know, but either way, even though it is away, it's kind of nice that the DHMs have relaxed a little bit so that those bars that didn't have food who had to shut down can now serve their alcohol and things until 10:45. So
plenty of time for Oscar.
So you can definitely get some takeout and stuff.
Well, I know you might spots. You might be out tonight for the game. If I come by, I just walked by the refrigerator. I could not find my natural light that you had brought, my natty light to drink. So I'm hoping you'll buy me one still.
Yeah. Well, it was...
is that how that works?
I told Cooter it wasn't his, but
I didn't want to bust him out. But
my cousin drank my beer.
I'll definitely throw him under the bus.
I'm sorry,
sorry, dude.
It makes me sad.
Please tell him it was JP that busted him out, though. It wasn't me.
For sure,
I had his back.
Oh, he would.
He's gonna believe that for sure because he's got the hots for you. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Cooter Bocephus will open anything with a tab.
Yes.
For sure.
True fact.
But yep, so Husker game tonight. Get out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like I keep telling people, man, I keep seeing some people saying like, oh, why would I want to watch the Huskers again? Because it's what we do and it's fun and it's like part of the fabric of our state, man. Like
we're fans.
They'll get better eventually.
And that's where it starts here is when people start saying stuff like that. And then fast forward, you know, a while, it's like then we don't have like the cool, awesome, amazing fanfare that we are known for in fandom. So like just quit being a negative, Ned.
Huskers at Rutgers, 6:30 tonight, BTN. Check it out.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that.
You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, this it's Coriel's This or That Holiday Edition. She's trying to help you find some great gifts.
Holiday Gift Guide 2020.
What you got in store for us today?
We all run out of ideas, so I'm making your life a little bit easier. Both of these you can find on Amazon. God bless Amazon.
Right.
Your this starts with a pile of grown-up scents from Play-Doh.
Wait. Oh, that's right.
We
I remember
talked about this.
This,
and I saw it. And I said, oh my gosh, that's really funny because it showed up on another holiday gift guide. And I said, oh, what a great way to bring this back.
No
we
kidding.
We joked about it, but like it's a real thing.
For sure. It's a real thing.
It looks like $11. The scents include spa day, mom jeans, dad sneakers, Grill King, overpriced latte, and Lord of the Lawn.
Wow.
I guess that smells like grass. Huh?
Yeah, so like
fresh cut grass.
The used sneakers one, or dad sneakers, sorry, that smells like rubber. Oh, I mean, it's sense. Still, I don't know, it's still like kind of weird and gross. It the Spa Day one sounds good, though. That's a floral scent. But Grill King smoked meats.
Oh, wow.
To be playing with your hands. That. I wouldn't want my hands to never mind. I do want my hands to smell like grilled meat. That actually, never mind.
Please,
sounds amazing. Back it up. I want that.
All right.
That's your this, and this is your that. A party flask for the grown-ups in the house that is essentially your stocking. Okay. Like, literally, it hangs off of your mantle, and it's got kind of like those box of wines, like Franzia, how it's got the little nozzle at the bottom.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
But it's literally your entire stocking. It's like a plastic dispenser.
Oh, wow.
So you can fill up your stocking with the ultimate gift for grown-ups.
Oh.
And the bottom, like the little foot curvy part, has like the Franzia-looking spigot. Yeah. So you can literally, no matter what, know that you like what is in your stocking.
Where is that at?
Also on Amazon.
It's so called what?
It's called Party Flasks. And it's a beverage dispenser Christmas stocking.
Christmas stocking. Okay, I'm getting this.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And this is
who I'm getting it for Christmas.
Pretty cheap also. It's $14. And of course, if you have Amazon, free shipping on orders over 25. So you could literally get both things as a total like gag gift plus like one that they actually might use, which is obviously the party flask. I mean, come on.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
So geared towards the grown-ups this time around.
That's awesome.
Your holiday gift guide 2020. Find it on Twitter. KZKX969.
Coming up, our big thing for the weekend is the best of 2020. Yeah, there are some things from 2020 that are worth celebrating.
We promise. I don't know
what it is. Yep, yep. But I need that one thing. You got that one thing. It's Friday, so we always have like one more thing to squeeze into the show
just
for you.
Just one more thing for you.
And this one thing you're going to do this whole weekend, it's going to be awesome. It's the best of best from your favorite parts of our show, JP Coriel, Husker Nick. We've posted so far on the Kix Morning Show page where you go find
us. Yes, at KX Mornings.
Datum or Dump'em is up there. We want to know what your favorite is from the 2020.
Your favorite story, they're listed and they have a number. So you can literally just comment a number and hit enter. It's very easy.
It's almost like I want you to comment with your number, your favorite, and maybe where you were when you heard.
Yeah.
Like the ridiculousness that this was.
Tell us a little something.
Oh my God,
it.
I had to turn it down because I had kids in the car, and then I went back and listened to the replay, and coffee shot out of my nose. Something of that nature, maybe. But we have Dan Amber Dumbum's already on the page. Yesterday, Corey, I put up the Make It Right Monday Best of the Best.
Yep, again on Kix Morning Show page.
And now we've got Couples Therapy Wednesday.
We sure do. And it's the same old from the past 2 days. There are stories listed with the names and kind of a brief description. Okay. For example, Ramona and Tom, the twin babies. Mike and Tommy, the love link. Let's see. Cassie, the bicycle, and her brother Bernie.
Oh, wow. That was a connection, too. That was our first ever crossover event.
Yeah, that was recent. That was last week.
That was, while I was gone.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, just tell us which number is in accordance with the story that you like the most, and we will compile it and tally things and figure out the best ofs to bring you into 2021.
I look forward to coming up on Monday. If you missed any of today's show, it's a free fun Friday. You can catch up on our podcast at kzkx.com, and we will talk to you Monday.
Kix Morning with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.